A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Number 27. Gas Leak. It's expected that we shall all be professional at work by being polite, pleasant and punctual. It's expected, but it's not always possible, as let's face it, most of our colleagues are assholes. I once received an e-invite from a bone-idle work chum to sashay over to her desk for birthday drinks and nibbles, only for us all to notice in the invite's photo, her inbox had 20,000 unread emails. Another colleague hid in a cupboard at work for a month, but that's a different story. I once photocopied my face for a hilarious prank, only to nasally sense that a mate had already copied his stinky bot and fishy boy bits first. And a well-known TV executive was caught three times by three different people, bopping his pink oboe at his desk. Sadly, because everybody knew that he was a notorious sausage strangler, roundhead wrestler and office-based bellend basher, every time he applied for a new job, nobody wanted to work with this TV tosspot who everyone knew as Desk Wanker. It's important to be professional. But for some people, being a boss means they think they've got carte blanche to be an utter numpty. 35-year-old Matthew Walton of Whitchurch in Shropshire was a dentist. In short, his occupation was to be a professional sadist. The kind who stabbed their patients with needles and reassured them this won't hurt when it bloody well would. Yanked out their teeth with all the subtlety of a furious rhino giving a back massage to a mouse. Only to make it better by doling out sugary lollipops, go figure, and a sticker. Okay, admittedly I haven't been to the dentist in a while. Only to boot them out into the street with a lopsided face like Sylvester Stallone is chewing a wasp's nest.
Adrian!
They all do that, the bastards. But Matthew was guilty of more odorous crimes. Between August 2006 and December 2007, a Green End dental practice in Whitchurch, Matthew may have eaten something unsavoury. As for reasons only he would know, he had a serious inability to pop a cork in his chuff pipe and to stop the festering leakage of rather whiffy jaxi gas from emitting. Dental nurse Karen Stokes told the hearing, "It was annoying. It made us feel sick. He found it funny, and if I spoke to him about it, he laughed and did it more. Like his ass was an inexhaustible gas pipe, popping off none-too-fragrant body whiffs of bum juice in their faces as his staff were trying to eat their lunch." Oh yes, he was a very witty man, a veritable Noel Coward, only with, quite possibly, a red raw rectum, skid stains, and thousands of badly behaved Buddhists hoping they aren't reincarnated as his underpants. Only his body cracks and the eggy vapours which emitted from his stinky cat pipe weren't only reserved for the nostrils of his unwitting staff. Oh no! He also stunk at his surgery with his rancid arse pops, so his patients could inhale a lungful of his bottomy goodness, as he caused them untold pain and agony inside their gobs. And that wasn't even the worst of it. To say he showed little or no respect for his patients was an understatement, as when he wasn't busy, unleashing a volley of noxious trouser trumps, so his surgery smelt like a baboon's backside. He was also being deeply unpleasant and unprofessional. By demanding that his less affluent patients show him their money before he would treat them, he made rude comments about the patient's ethnic origins, disabilities, and lack of employment. He often exclaimed, "Fucking hell," or "fuck's sake," in front of more sensitive patients during a difficult extraction. He once humiliated a patient who had bad breath by professing that his stinky mouth was unfair on his partner. And he repeatedly exposed a dental nurse to radiation by failing to forewarn her when he was taking x-rays. Yes, we can laugh at his light blasts of windy pops, his persistent barrage of foul-smelling belches, and maybe even raise a chuckle at the fact that he may have referred to his elderly patients as coffin dodgers. But radiation exposure, either through medical neglect or for the sake of japes, is simply dangerous. So rightly so, his staff walked out. And although Matthew claimed that his juvenile actions were caused by his frustrations with his work, in a job which, let's not forget, pays between £50,000 and £150,000 a year, a disciplinary panel found him guilty of inappropriate and unprofessional behaviour, and his manner as rude, abrupt, and uncaring. So appalled were the committee that although he should have been suspended for 12 months, they would state, "Taken into account all of the circumstances, the committee is unable to find sufficient reason for concluding that if your registration were only suspended, your circumstances wouldn't be significantly different in 12 months' time. For these reasons, the committee has concluded the suspension of your resignation would serve no useful purpose and is therefore inappropriate." Handed an immediate ban, he was struck off as a dentist for the protection of the public. And just think, every time he now farts, he'll get a stinky reminder of the career he flushed down the toilet, and all because of his lack of professionalism. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, there are 15 more Daily Inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.